This is Ozarks at Large. Officials are announcing that for the first time, agricultural producers are now eligible for the Small Business Administration's Economic Injury Disaster Loan programs. This is likely welcome news to farmers who felt an impact by the pandemic. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda recently spoke with some Northwest Arkansas farmers to see how they've been coping in recent weeks, and she has this report.
White River Creamery is a family-run dairy and creamery that raises about 100 Nigerian dwarf goats on 15 acres in Elkins. Typically, their products can be found in grocery stores and restaurants throughout the region, but when businesses started closing because of the pandemic, owner Tessa McCormick says their sales almost stopped completely.
We have a few grocery stores here and there and some winter farmers markets, but our big sales in the wintertime are our restaurants. And so when the restaurants shut down, the exact same day, I told all of our staff, I said, we cannot afford to pay you. And that was the hardest part. You know, we promised them, we said, hey, you've worked all these hours. We're going to pay you for everything you've worked, because it was a Wednesday and Friday was payday. And I said, but, you know, if you work another 5 minutes for us, we can't guarantee anything.
McCormick's concern grew when she started thinking about how to care for all their animals.
Your mind is thinking as fast as it can, how are you going to be able to do what you need to do to take care of all of these animals? And if you can't, what you're going to have to do. And that is a really hard thought after 7 years of putting everything you have into a herd.
However, production was able to continue because McCormick's staff chose to stay on without pay.
I mean, we can't really thank them enough, but every single employee said, no, you have to have us working, you know. We're going to keep working whether you can pay us or not for as long as we can. And they've actually worked a month, and they've worked harder than they've ever worked because kidding season and milking and getting ready to make shove and all that transition of preparing for farmers market is our biggest time of the year. And so we're usually doubling our staff. So our staff has had to work more than they ever worked before without being paid.
White River Creamery is working with 5 employees, but they generally have 10 this time of year. After the initial shock of businesses shutting down, McCormick says they applied for the Paycheck Protection Program. While they didn't get the amount they asked for, she says it should be enough to pay employees for 8 weeks. Tessa McCormick says her husband Scott has researched other options. Initially, they didn't qualify for a loan from the Small Business Administration as an agriculture business, but an update announced this week now allows agriculture producers to be eligible for the SBA's Economic Injury Disaster Loan and EIDL Advanced Programs. McCormick says they've also run into issues applying for other types of assistance.
The ones that we have found with ag assistance want to know what crops we grow, and they are not for dairies. They're for crop growing. So far we've kind of, the only thing we've been able to find is this little bit of assistance for the payroll with the payment protection plan. You know, the rest of it, I don't know, my dad always had the phrase, you know, you pull yourself up by your bootstraps. So the rest of it is that's what we're trying to kind of do until we can find some other assistance.
In the meantime, the McCormicks have adapted their business by partnering with others in the community. White River Creamery is still selling products at local farmers markets, and they've started selling their chocolate cheese at Reagan Family Farms in Fayetteville. Tessa says they're also working with Ann Wells of Ozark Pasture Beef, who's helping deliver their cheese.
We ran into each other delivering to Farmer's Table. They're doing the grocery store, you know, instead of running their restaurant, they're being a local grocery store. And I ran into her telling her our hardship and how hard it's been. And she said she's going to sell our food for nothing. She delivers our cheese now all over Bentonville with her beef and her meat and the other people she works with. And right now they're charging nothing. Now we want to make sure we eventually give her, you know, something for what she's doing, but she's told us not until you guys are back on your feet. She said, I don't want to see you close. And you know, that's the amazing thing of what people are doing right now.
White River Creamery is also working to add an online store to its website. Connections are critical as farmers continue to adapt. As an example, McCormick shares the story of a farmer who had produce she couldn't move fast enough when restaurants shut down.
And ironically, I had to be in town all day, so I went over to another little spot to see about getting a salad for lunch, and they told me they didn't have any produce to make a salad. And I started crying because I just thought, I know someone who has it. You know, it's just trying to connect the right people right now, I think, is the biggest issue. I mean, everyone's going to eat. And so the farmers have the food. It's just trying to get it into the hands of people.
Another farmer who was left with a lot of food when restaurants closed is Trey Bauckham, co-owner of Fat Top Farm, a mushroom farm in Farmington. At the beginning of the pandemic, Bauckham says they had lots of mushrooms, so he and his business partner, Zach Taylor, offered them to healthcare workers for free.
We were selling, you know, a couple hundred pounds a week at some points, and at minimum 100 pounds a week. So when that shut off overnight, you know, things accumulate fast. So, you know, we just thought we'd give it back to the community that's, you know, supported us so much.
Bauckham says Fat Top Farm typically does a lot of direct sales to restaurants. During the winter, he estimates restaurants account for 80 to 90% of their revenue.
When March came and all the restaurants shut down almost overnight, it was, you know, it was pretty terrifying. And then, you know, we just kind of anticipated that farmers markets were going to be closed. It looked like we were going to have to shut down completely. I kind of made a Hail Mary pass and made a post on Facebook that, hey, and said, hey, we had a, you know, we have a bunch of mushrooms, you know, we'd be happy to deliver them, essentially is what the, how the post went, and had amazing response. You know, it really got us through those couple weeks before online sales started to ramp up.
Offering home delivery was new for the mushroom farmers, and Bauckham says they didn't charge a delivery fee because they saw it as a community service. While they're still offering deliveries, Bauckham says their main source of revenue at the moment is online farmers markets. He says it's a lot easier to take several deliveries to one place for a farmers market than it is to make multiple stops around town for home deliveries.
To the farmers markets, which I thought were going to be practically nothing because it's a big gathering, they've all kind of pivoted to online sales, and it's, you know, it's gotten us by. It's, we're not doing what we would do, you know, if on these beautiful spring days and the farmers markets were packed and restaurants were packed, but, you know, we're keeping the lights on.
Co-owner Trey Bauckham says they've had as many as two other full-time employees, but right now it's just him and his business partner who are running Fat Top Farm. To help keep the business afloat, Bauckham says they've reapplied for the Paycheck Protection Program after not receiving any funding in the first round. They've also applied for a disaster relief loan. As he waits to hear back on his applications, Bauckham says it's encouraging that restrictions on restaurants are starting to be lifted in Arkansas.
Just like I'm sure it was for everyone in the beginning, it was, I guess it's the fear of the unknown that's, you know, that's so scary, because we, you know, we still have expenses that we got to pay even if we're not growing mushrooms, you know. So we were worried that it was going to shut us down, but, you know, now we're doing okay. We're not, you know, we're not setting record profits or anything, but we're keeping the bills paid, which makes me super happy at this point.
Bauckham says most local farmers aren't selling past a 30-mile radius, so it's important for people to remember how much farmers rely on their local community.
Every time that, you know, we've tried something new, from the time that we started to the times, you know, we've joined different farmers markets, or, you know, the community's always been super supportive of us, of, you know, all local farms. And we just want to say thank you, and that, you know, just kind of remind people this is a partnership. Farming's a partnership between the community and, you know, and the farmer. And we're super glad to be doing what we're doing. And you know, thank you for supporting us.
For more information on how to support these local farmers, you can visit fattopfarm.com and whiteriverCreamery.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.